for us. Thank you guys very, very much. Just in a few minutes here, I'd like to just share a story with you and something for you to think about as you get ready for tomorrow. I live with my 8-year-old grandson, which is a joy in my life. And he got up this morning at 6 o'clock, and he comes running in. And he wakes us up, and he says, "Merry Christmas." And I said, "It's the day before Christmas." He said, "Well, I'm not sleeping tonight." So for him, Christmas started at 6 o'clock this morning, and it's not going to stop. And, you know, he's got it right. Christmas, you ask him, ask an 8-year-old, what is Christmas all about? What is he going to tell you? What's an 8-year-old going to tell you? The presents. It's all about the gifts, right? So we've been talking as a church the last few weeks. We've been talking about these gifts. They lighted the Advent wreath for us this evening. We talked about hope and peace, joy, and love. We talked about those presents. These are gifts that God intends to give to you. They are gifts that are reserved for those who want them. If you don't want them, you don't have to open them, but they're there. And he made it clear that the reason that he came, the reason that Christmas exists, is because he's the kind of father that loves to give gifts. And he loves to give good gifts to people. Gifts that make a difference in someone's life. Gifts that aren't like the gifts that others give to us. And so we talked about hope, that is, the ability to believe that God is sovereign in the midst of trouble and sorrow. That's a gift that God gives to believers, reserved for believers. People who don't believe, they can't have the same kind of hope that I have because they don't want it. It's really just that simple. You know, and we talked about the gift of peace. And I asked the question, if he came to bring peace, what happened? Because we're still fighting with each other. It's pretty obvious that that's not what the angels were singing about. You know, the angels, they were, at Christmas, they were singing and shouting and carrying on. And they were talking about gifts that is going to bring hope to the world. Peace, but not peace like no war peace. I read the end of the story. No, no. More important than that, a peace that would come as a healing of your relationship with your Maker. That kind of peace. To take an unholy man like me and allow me to come into the presence of a holy God. That's why he came. That's the gift that he wants. That's the peace that's not as the world gives. A joy that is a gift from God. Not happiness. Not you know, you wake up and it's a good day. Not that. A joy that is able to see through whatever today's troubles are. Able to see past them. And to believe that God is sovereign. Most of the time in spite of them. And last week we talked about the gift of love that God has reserved for those who would open their hearts to the living God. A love that is not like human love. I mean, I love my mom's Christmas fudge because she's been sending it to me for 45 years. But I don't love the fudge the way I love my mom. They're not the same. It's not the same thing. And quite honestly, I don't love my mom the way that God loves me. It's just not the same. It's just not the same thing. The gift that God has of love for believers surpasses anything we can experience as human beings. We just have to want it. You know, we packed the car tonight, my daughter's car, with gifts. All wrapped up, bows all around them. And this one here, she's the queen of Christmas gifts. You know, she, you know what she does that is just awesome to me? Each person becomes special. It's not like everybody gets a gift card. That's how I would do it. It's easy. No. This takes all year. I'm not kidding. It takes all year. Because you got to go into a person's mind. You got to go into their heart. You got to know what's going to jazz them up. And what's going to have meaning and purpose. And then you got to wrap it up. You see? You put it in the car and it's up at my son's house in Winter Garden now. Waiting for my grandsons who will be standing at the top of the stairs at 5 o'clock in the morning. Ready to open their gifts. And you see, Christmas is like this. It's like God has looked into you. He's looked inside of you. And he's wrapped up some gifts for you. And he's put them at the foot of your life. And now it's up to you. You know, what would I feel like if tomorrow morning my grandson came running down the stairs and saw the gift that I had thought about for him, the gift that was for him, all wrapped up with a little bow on it, and he just picked it up, tossed it aside, and never opened it. How would that make me feel? I would be sad. But you know, he would lose out on a lot, more than he would ever know. Because he chose not to open the gift. And so this Christmas, I want you to understand God's gift. I want you to really get this. I hope. I've been putting on my heart a Christmas verse for some weeks now. And it's actually from a text that's never a Christmas text. But it is for me. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 2. It says, for the joy that was before Jesus, he endured the cross, despising its shame, and is now seated at the right hand of the throne of glory. And I thought about this Christmas thing. Why did he come? Did he have to do it? Did he have to come and go through this? Oh. There's something else to it, isn't there? For the joy that was before him. You know, I resonate most with Jesus when he's in Gethsemane. I don't know why, but I just connect to him there. You know, because he's up against it. This is real now. And he's up against it and he's praying. He's crying, and he's saying out loud, probably screaming, I don't want to do this. I don't want to go to the cross. I don't want to do this. I can feel it when he says it. So then why did he? For the joy that was before him. Was the joy getting to sit on a nice big throne? No, because he gave that up to come here. So that's not it. There's something else, isn't there? I know what it is. And I've shared it before, and I want to share it with you now. When he knelt down to pray, he did not want to go through the trouble of this life. I get that. I understand that. But there was something that he could see that made the cross worthwhile. He knelt down and he cried and he prayed, and for the joy that was before him, he said, thy will be done. And when he cried and when he prayed, I know this now. You know what he saw? You know what was his joy? It was me. I was worth it. I was worth it. It was you. was you. You were worth it. He said, I'm doing this for you. That's why he came at Christmas. He saw you. He knows you. He looks into you. He knows you more intimately than your own mother knows you. He knows the deep parts of you. And he's wrapped up some gifts for you. And he wants to give them to you. They're at your feet this Christmas. They're there for you. What you and I, we've got to learn to do this. We've got to get past the, well, I don't think so. I don't think the story's true. And we let our minds get in the way, don't we? We got to get past the, well, I just don't want to. I got other things I want to do. We got to get past, well, I feel like something else might be better for me. You're leaving the best gifts of life right there at your feet. Things that allow you to endure everything and believe that God is sovereign. There is nothing in this world that can separate me from my Lord Jesus Christ. That's a gift. I opened it. And I invite you this Christmas season to remember how much God values you. How much he would do for you. How much he has already done for you. And be thankful. Would you pray with me? Heavenly Father, I ask for your blessing upon us, heart and soul. I ask, O Lord, that this Christmas we might remember in the depths of our soul what you have done for us. That you did not abandon us to ourselves, but that you came. And this Christmas that you come again and again. And you continue to lay these gifts at our feet and invite us just to rejoice in a relationship with you. So, Lord, we humble ourselves to you. And we ask that you would lead us and guide us. In Jesus' name, amen. Let's continue our worship this evening with the giving.